Good morning. Before starting, I'd just like to share with you, I want to thank Father and Deacon Mike and all of you for the years of prayer and support, encouragement that you have given me as I've followed the will of God in following his call. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate what Father and especially Deacon Mike have done over these 3 years to help me as I searched out my calling. And so I want to thank you, and I want to thank Deacon Mike, and I want to thank Father very, very much. And last week, Father mentioned that I was really over my head speaking about the Trinity, and and Deacon Mike said something that in a sacristy. He said, remember that God, Christ, is always over our head. So I don't feel that, you know, we're all over our heads when it comes to the Trinity, but we know that we have Christ there to guide us. And so with that, I'd like to talk about Trinity Sunday. And it is with a humble gratitude for the faith that God has given me that I have nurtured through his graces. I'm also grateful for the faith that God has given you, the people of St. Anne, a faith that you have nurtured through the graces God has given you. And I'm grateful for the faith God has given my parents and siblings, along with the graces of God's nurturing love. I am so grateful for the faith that God has given us all, where in today's gospel we hear, God gave his only Son that we might have eternal life. This day, more than any other day, is about faith, about belief in a triune God, a God who has one nature but three individual persons, who are unique, yet of the same substance, for each person is the same God. There is no hierarchy, no difference in nature, for all three persons are one God. To have a true belief in the Trinity requires a deep faith in the mystery we call the Trinity. The Church has been seeking to define for over 2,000 years how this mystery works. What it comes down to is faith, which alone makes this mystery acceptable. It is our faith, nurtured by God's graces, that reveal to us the reality of this mystery, because we cannot know by understanding, but by a faith that we can share. Yet our minds long to understand. So how might we attempt an understanding of this mystery? The physical reality of this mystery, as it can be known to us, is found in two aspects of our faith, prayer and analyzation. Through prayer, we come to realize the truth of sacred scripture as it has thus far been revealed to us. Through analyzation, we have come to understand the physical world as we have thus far discovered it. So we can attempt to explain a 2,000-year-old mystery in this way, by using some common examples of the Trinity. We can use water to illustrate the oneness of the three persons, and a banana to put into words the uniqueness of each person. Today we will look at water and leave the banana for a fruit salad this afternoon. The essential unity of water is a molecule made up of atoms, H2O, which can exist in three states and even at the same time. But we do not see how it attained any one of these three states. This molecule can join other molecules of H2O and become either water vapor, water, or ice. These are the effects of H2O as its molecules vibrate and rotate at different speeds. Even though we do not see the vibration or the rotation, we have faith that as water vapor, they are moving faster than the other two states of their existence. We believe, based on science, that vibration and rotation is happening even though we cannot see it, because of the effect we see in water vapor, water, or ice. The same can be said of the Blessed Trinity. We know of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit because we see the effects of their actions, The essential unity or nature of the three persons is that of one God. And they also exist at the same time. We see the effect of God in three ways, but we do not see how God is the three persons, who are all the same God. We know because of our prayer life that our knowledge of God from sacred scripture is true. And we know that the way the three persons function is through absolute and eternal love as gift to each other and as a relational love to each other. But we do not see this love. What we see are the effects of this love, which we call grace. We see God the Father in his beautiful creation, of which humanity is the crowning effect, in which the divinity of our soul, received from God the Father, is united with matter. We see God the Son in his incarnate humanity, whose self-sacrificial love for us became the gift acceptable to the Father, so that unity with God might again be restored to creation. We see God the Holy Spirit in the sacred tradition of the Catholic Church that has survived, grown, and flourished through heresy, abuse, war, famine, plague, scandal, apathy, corruption, socialism, and communism, and still stands as the evangelizing force for the good news in the world today. We have faith and believe, even though we cannot see how love is working between the persons, but we do see that it is working, and it is working through this one love that they are all just as H2O is in the same molecule of water, unity. Just as the different states of water are activated by heat, so the three persons find their eternal, absolute being and relationship in the activation of love. Whereas we look to science to help us discover the ever-deepening function of the H2O molecule, we look to our deposit of faith in scripture and sacred tradition to expose the ever-deeper effect of the one triune God. In the first reading, we see God the Father adopted Moses and his people through the tabernacle of the Old Covenant. The effect was that they were pardoned of their old sins. With the New Covenant, God the Son brings us into union with God the Father. The effect is that we are forgiven, redeemed, and as the gospel says, so that we might have eternal life. God the Son's redemptive work is brought to the believer, as we see in the second reading, through the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, whose effect is seen through the effective signs of the sacraments. The greatest effect we see of the Blessed Trinity is when we gather in celebration of the Holy Eucharist. And what a great day this is for the celebrating of our faith. Faith in the great miracle of all of our vocations, and faith in knowing that the Lord is helping us through coronavirus as we begin to gather after many months of distant celebration. How great do we have it now that we can celebrate together with the Lord. We can once again gather at the altar of the Lord to offer ourselves as sacrifice with Jesus through the action of the Holy Spirit. We have our faith in the knowledge that when we consume our Lord Jesus in Holy Communion, that we are taking part in the Lamb who was sacrificed for our sake. In the mystery of the Holy Eucharist, our connection to the mystical body, we find our union with the triune God. The effect of this connection is the altar of sacrifice in which we are participating, proclaiming, as the gospel Alleluia says, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, to God who is, who was, and who is to come.